The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Coltrane Carlson at Raccoon Valley Radio and Ed Lynn at the Eagle Grove Eagle. Coltrane, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, knowing that you're a big constitutional conservative, would you like to see an amendment to the Constitution that would maybe establish term limits in the U.S. House and Senate, much like there is term limits for the president?
The answer is I have voted for that. I think my staff has tabulated at least three times. Each time it's got a majority, but never the two-thirds that it takes to get it out to the states for confirmation. I believe the next person is Ed.
Yes, good morning, Senator. And thank you for taking the time to speak with me. I wanted to ask you, you know, putting aside the abortion debate and matters of health care, because they're more complex and controversial, and just focusing on the issues of violence against women and equal pay between the genders, for decades you've voted repeatedly against protecting women from violence and against paying women equally to men in the 90s, 2000s, yeah. 2010s, and just last year with the Paycheck Fairness Act. So I guess the question that I have for you is why, you know, you're up for election today. Why should women voters and men who value the women in their lives vote for you?
Well, let's be very clear on the first point, and then I'll ask you to repeat the second point.
Sure.
On violence against women, you can count one time I voted against it, but all the other times for it. What's the second question? So in other words, let me make it very clear. I support the Violence Against Women Act.
You support the Violence Against Women Act. Okay.
Because it's 25 years old, and mm-hmm. I guess maybe the point I should be making, because I said one time you can calculate I voted against it. In other words, every 5 or 6 years it comes up for reauthorization, and I have voted for it except that one time.
And, in 2012?
Yeah, that's the time I voted against it. And I thought that the way it was passing the Senate was unconstitutional from this standpoint, and I found out later that I was wrong on this, that when you have a jury, it's supposed to be made up of a cross-section of the population,
mm-hmm.
Of that area, wherever the trial is going to be held. And I said, well, that's impossible in a tribal environment. It's just going to be made up of Native Americans. And that's why I voted against it. And quite frankly, I got the wrong constitutional advice from my lawyers. So when it... So that's the explanation for that.
Okay.
Now your next question.
Well, the next question was regarding just last year, the Paycheck Fairness Act.
Yeah. Well, I want the marketplace to determine pay. And I want discrimination in pay to go to courts. But I don't want it to be done on a class action approach. I want individual lawsuits when there's discrimination based on sex.
Okay. Thank you.
Coltrane?
Yes, Senator. In the previous program that I had heard you talk about the Farm Bill, and specifically you had just mentioned that there was problems with the CRP program within that bill. Can you expand on what you meant by the problems that need to be addressed in the CRP program and how that can be put into the Farm Bill?
And I still can't have, before I answer your question, I thought we took care of this in the 2018 Farm Bill. And I understand now that the USDA is doing, in some instances, something different than we did in the 2018 Farm Bill, and I haven't figured out what that is. So let me tell you what the 2018 Farm Bill did, and it was a result of a lot of unfair practices by the federal government going back to 2013 or 2014, so in the 2018 Farm Bill, because the federal government back then was paying more than the cash rent for the area, so farmers that were cash renting were being outbid by the federal government putting land in the CRP. So we put in the 2018 Farm Bill that the federal government couldn't pay more than 80% of the average cash rent for that county to put land into the CRP, and you couldn't put a whole farm into the CRP. Now, I've run into things in Mitchell County where that they're paying more than the cash rent. I haven't gotten down to the bottom of it, but it's unfair for the federal government to outcompete cash rent family farmers. That's just not fair. Okay, Ed.
Well, Senator, if you win the election today, as polls suggest, is more than possible, probably is more probable. You know, at your age, this may be your last chance to do certain things. And so one of those, I think, given your history, you may be interested in is using the gravitas that having a long career like yours and being a long-serving statesman provides you with to sort of lead your party back from the edge of the cliff that most objective observers agree it is now sitting on, and sort of giving a little bit of pushback from more of a centrist position than a strong extremist wing in your party at the time.
Well, explain to me what's extreme about the Republican Party, because I think it's a very centrist party, and I think you see it in this election, where I hope today the people are going to represent, they're going to reject the extremist position of how the Democratic Party has moved so far to the left that it's almost socialism. Explain to me how the Republican Party, from your point of view, is more extreme than the Democrat Party.
Well, that's actually not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is that that you're within your own party, there is a stratification. There is in both parties, and there's you know, some members and some people in the base who are more extreme in their positions than there are at another layer of stratification. And I would not count you among the more extreme members of your party. And so what I'm saying is, what will you do with this opportunity?
People make up their own mind about what their political philosophy is and associate with the party of their choice. And I think both the Republican and Democrat Party tends to be a big tent party. I think the Republicans are more of a big tent party than the Democrats are now. But we welcome everybody except people that hate, and we will not accept people that hate. But if they want to call themselves Republicans, they can still call themselves Republicans. But I don't have to agree with their hate. Coltrane.
Senator Grassley, if you are reelected today, you'll be obviously in your eighth term. Did you think you'd be serving in the Senate this long? And what would you like to say to the Iowans that have supported you all this time?
Yeah. Well, when I was first elected to the Senate, my goal was to serve two terms. And that was based on one reelection because we had had so many senators before me in Iowa only serve. They were probably defeated, I think, in one case. They decided not to run for re-election, and it was just almost impossible for Iowa to have a big voice in the United States Senate. And I thought, boy, after the history of the last quarter century, if I could just be re-elected once, we might help Iowa get a bigger stature. And I accomplished that in 1986, but I didn't make any decision at that particular time that I'd only serve two terms, so just we're where we are right now. Ed.
Thank you. So, Senator, at this point in your career, you must be thinking of passing the torch. Do you have anyone in particular in mind, perhaps your grandson, Pat?
Let me tell you this. I'll answer your question two ways. First of all, in regard to Pat, Pat and I's never talked about it, and I think he's very happy being Speaker of the Iowa House and a leader there. And I'm proud of what he's doing as Speaker of the Iowa House. And the second one is, nothing in politics is secret very long. And if people thought that I was trying to have somebody follow me, whoever it was, they would think that they would resent it, I guess, is the best thing. So bottom line of it is that I'm not interested in doing that. If I did, the people would resent it. And secondly, this is not something. The question is almost inferential that this is a Grassley seat in the United States Senate. No, this is a Iowa seat in the United States Senate. And for a short period of time of the history of our country and our state, I'm occupying it, and that's where it is. I'm sorry, folks, but that has to be the last question. So thank you all very much for participating, and don't forget to go vote. Bye.
Have a good day, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Coltrane and Ed, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.